Today we are going to read from 1 John chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. Apostle John's first letter, chapter 3, verses 11 and 12, from NASB, New American Standard Bible. Verse 11. For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the evil one, and slew his brother. And for what reason did he slew him? Because his deeds were evil, and his brothers were righteous. These verses are very short. Yes. But this short portion of Apostle John's letter points us to central theme of his three letters. 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. God is love. Of course, love is not God, but God's essential attribute is love. The night before his crucifixion, Jesus, as a parting will, last will, told his disciples in the Mark's upper room, I give you new command, love one another. The Holy Spirit inspired Apostle John with this central theme of Jesus Christ, his parting, lasting will. So here, verse 11, he said, from the beginning, we had this message. We should love one another. Because Jesus told them, commanded them, you should love one another. By this, you shall become children of Heavenly Father and my disciples. So, loving one another is the hallmark of true discipleship. It is not universal love. It is the love among his true disciples. Love one another is very conspicuous mark of true discipleship. And then Apostle John suddenly brings up Cain and Abel. Because Cain's action regarding his worship of God and Abel's centered on the internal true love of God. Cain was not touched by love of God, but Abel was touched by the love of God. And by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Apostle John says, not as Cain, who was of the evil one, who slew his brother. And John goes on saying, for what reason did Cain slay Abel? And the answer is because Cain's deeds were evil. And his brothers, Abel's deeds were righteous. Wow. Sadly, you and I, we human beings, cannot read into each other's hearts. Only God knows the hearts. As Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 said, I, God knows how corrupt human hearts. But you and I, we cannot find out each other's deep-seated heart. So, only we can go by evaluating each other by their actions. Here, Cain's actions, Cain's deeds were evil. But his brother's deeds, Abel's deeds were righteous. Who made such distinction and just evaluation? It was done by God. Genesis chapter 4 tells us the whole story about this incident. Deeds of Cain and deeds of Abel. During the course of time, harvest time, Cain brought to Yahweh an offering of the fruit of the ground. Verse 3, chapter 4. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat portions. Both brought the best parts of their work of hands. As shepherds, Abel brought firstborn of his flock and of their fat portions, because fat portions are considered the best part of that flock, firstborn of the flock. We can say sheep or goat. Cain also brought the best part of first fruits of his produce from the ground. Both worked very hard in their respective occupations. So by their outward actions of worship, offerings, we cannot make any distinction between them. But here, Apostle John, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, clearly says, why, for what reason did Cain slay his brother Abel? Because his deeds were evil. His deeds of offering were evil. but his brothers, Abel's deeds of offering were righteous. Only God knows the difference between Cain's offering and Abel's offering. We could have a little glimpse of hint to look into their hearts. In chapter 3, just before God drove Adam and his wife out of the Garden of Eden, chapter 3, verse 20, God made clothing out of skins of the flock and clothed them. God made clothing out of that sheepskin or goatskin and clothed them. It means God slew the flock and then out of their skins God made clothing for Adam and his wife. There was shedding of blood. In Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22, the author says, "No forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood." God initially meant to use the skin of that slain sheep or goat to make sheepskin clothing for Adam and his wife. But there was shedding of the blood for guilty couples, Adam and his wife. The innocent animals were killed to cover guilt, shame of our first ancestors, Adam and his wife. The shed of the animals' blood brought covering, clothing for the guilty, shameful Adam and his wife. God showed them the truth about offering. It means from now on, you cannot make clothing to cover your nakedness by your own device, not fig leaves or palm leaves. I've got to provide you with clothing out of animals to shed their blood. Only I can cover your sinful nature. Only I can cover your guilt. So it is not up to you, up to me. That's the truth God taught Adam and his wife. Naturally, we can safely assume that first parents taught same truth to Cain and Abel. So without shedding of blood, they cannot approach holy, just, righteous God. So no matter how we are blessed by God in the works of our hands, we've got to remember what we are. We are guilty sinners. Without God provided sheepskin, goatskin clothing, We cannot cover our own guilt. We cannot cover our own sinfulness. That's the truth. No wonder. By the well of Jacob, the Lord Jesus taught the sinful woman of Sychar in Samaritan city. God is spirit. God must be worshipped in spirit and truth, because God is spiritual being. No matter what kind of outward worship attitude we choose, inwardly, God seeks from His people, from His worshippers, spiritual attitude and truthful attitude. So, in Cain's deeds, God did not see truthful attitude and spiritual attitude. Cain's outward actions only tell us he was blessed by the Lord and he wanted to show that gratitude to God for what he received from God. That's a part of wonderful worship. But what about the condition of Cain's spiritual situation? Sinful, under curse. Likewise, Abel was sinful and under curse. Yet, Cain did not care his sinfulness when he approached God. No matter how much he was blessed by God, he did not remember the most important truth about himself, his sinfulness. His status is under divine just judgment, condemnation, curse, and end of such condemnation was his corrupt nature. That's what he did not care about. Only blessing he received, he brought to the Lord. But here, Apostle John said, his deeds were evil. It was evaluated by soul-searching, heart-piercing, all-knowing God. His worship, Cain's worship turned out to be damnable action, deeds, because his heart was not right with God. There was no humility, self-condemnatory, shameful of his own guilt, abhorrent of his own sinfulness, hopelessness, unrighteousness. So, his act of worship was totally outward ritual deeds, not relating to his sinfulness, unworthiness. Those things were out of his concern. But Pastor John said, his brothers' deeds Abel's deeds were righteous, because God saw his heart. Abel, like his brother Cain, was also blessed by God, but he remembered the teaching of his parents. His parents taught by God just before they were driven out of Garden of Eden, shedding of blood. If they want to approach God, God provided covering of their guilt they needed. That's the truth. God is spirit, so neither Cain nor Abel could deceive all searching eye of God. But Cain didn't care. Abel cared, so he brought slain animal with the best portion of the animal fat. That means he acknowledged his sinfulness. He acknowledged God's abundant forgiving love upon him by showering him with abundant blessing, multiplying his flock. So, in his heart, he was humble. He truly fears God and upholds his own sinfulness, and humbly brought the blessing of God, the works of his hands, he brought humbly. That is what Prophet Samuel said to disobedient King Saul. To obey is better than outward sacrifice, because that obedience is only seen by all searching God's eyes. Inward action. Outward action, sacrifice, everyone can do. But obedience only can be seen by heart-searching eyes of God. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Prophet Isaiah also condemned Israelites' outward ritual of worship, because God said, "These people draw near with their mouth, honor me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me." Chapter 29, verse 13. See? Now we know Cain, in his heart, he was not worshiping God, spiritual being, in truth and spirit. But Abel, he worshipped God in spirit and according to parent taught. Originally, God taught truth, not by his own principle, but by God taught truth. He made that rule of his life, rule of his worship. Not Cain invented worship. God commanded worship. Abel kept. That's the truth. Indeed, God is a spirit. Those who want to worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Cain did not care such truth. Cain didn't care spiritual attitude, but Abel did. He cared spiritual attitude. He cared. God taught truth. by shedding the blood, he obtained forgiveness of sins from God. If we obey such truth, indeed, God's love is in our heart and we love God. Cain did not love God. Abel loved God. Only those who received God's love can and is able to, is ought to love brothers as he loves God first, invisible God. Now he can love his brothers who can be seen. This is the message which you have heard from the beginning. We should love one another. So what should we learn from Cain's deeds? Actually, what we should not do. That's what we learn from evil deeds of Cain today. Thank God. By the Holy Spirit, God changed our inner being and gave us awareness of our sinfulness and gave us true grateful attitude toward God for what he had done, shedding his only begotten son's blood for us. Indeed, Jesus is Prince of Peace, to calm our troubled heart and soul. May deeds of Jesus Christ makes our sinful heart and soul righteous before merciful God. That's what we rely on, and we have comfort today. Amen.